Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN and on the OTCQB under the symbol GMTNF. Shad and I are chatting with the CEO, Kevin Smith. Now, Kevin, a couple news releases to get to. One from yesterday. It is a construction update. This is for the Elk Gold project in British Columbia near Merritt. Now, we've talked a lot about the quick timeline to production here, the simplicity of moving this Elk Gold project into production because you are using a mill in the area, so you save on those capital costs. Kevin, give us an update then in terms of construction. How is that faring at the Elk Gold project right now?
Yeah, we've got the Nawelman Lake team on site. All their equipment is mobilized. We did a blast last weekend, and they're starting to turn that waste rock into aggregate. We're going to be using that aggregate to upgrade our haul roads throughout the property, build some laydown areas. And then by the time our permit comes in, we'll be in full swing with mining. We'll have all our systems and processes dialed in so that we can be in full stride as we're heading into production here. So it's going really well. Feel very fortunate to be working with Nawelman Lake. They operate a bunch of mines in the province here already. So yeah, they're fast at it, and we're really impressed with their work so far.
Now, just remind everybody of the simplicity of bringing this into production. First of all, the initial CapEx being quite low. Share with us those details. And again, how you move this into production by using a nearby mill.
Yeah, so our latest PEA that just recently came out has a $9 million CapEx to get us through construction and into cash flow, which is obviously extremely low. We've only got 1 month of construction in front of us. We're using waste rock that we had to strip anyways as aggregate to push the project forward. And then, yeah, once we're into mining ore in September, which is our current timeline, we are in a position to start delivering ore in October to New Gold, and they have 17 days to pay us. So all in all that considered, we anticipate being into cash flow by November of this year. And when you have a mining contractor who's already operating at numerous projects throughout the project province, and then you have New Gold, who's already got a facility that's up and running, and they're just buying the ore from us based off of tonnage and third-party assay results, you know, it's a pretty easy mine to manage and get up on plane.
And Kevin, I love the simplicity of it and that you can just bring the ore to them, you buy it, and you get paid 17 days later, if I remember correctly. So that part of it makes a lot of sense, but a lot of people are going to wonder, how do you grow the operation over time? So what do you anticipate the initial metrics to be, you know, once you get up to nameplate production, and then where do you see it growing over time and how can you grow it?
Yeah, so like that's already built into our plan. So we initially start at 19,000 ounces a year of production, which is 200 tons per day. Obviously, that's not going to get anybody excited, but that gets us into cash flow so we can continue to expand in a non-dilutive manner. We'll use that cash flow to immediately go into an environmental process or environmental assessment process, that we anticipate taking 2.5 to 3 years. Then that will get us up into a minimum of 65,000 ounce a year production profile. We've got conversations ongoing with New Gold, and they're open to continuing to receive our ore. Based off trade-off studies with JDS, it makes sense to continue trucking that ore down the highway to New Gold's facility until we get this project up to around 100,000 ounces a year production profile. And then we're really fast-tracking our exploration ambitions because we feel like there's a multi-open pit, high-grade scenario going after the shallow mineralization that is already drill-tested throughout other areas on our property. And then we obviously transition into that open pit, underground hybrid scenario come year 4 of our PEA. So, you know, if you have multiple open pits going on and that underground scenario chasing the really high-grade in the Siwash North Zone, you know, that gives us a clear path, we feel, to get this up to that 100,000 ounce a year mark, which, you know, it would be great for this project. A lot of people kind of wrote it off as too small, and I think we're kind of changing a lot of people's minds. But on top of that, as mentioned before, we have the Elusive Zone, which is in the Nicola Volcanics, which is a different area of our property. It's about 4.5 kilometers from Kodiak MPD. And we've got 5 holes planned this summer in the Elusive Zone, which is our highest gold and soil anomalies. And we're looking for a little bit more of a, you know, alkalic porphyry type target. And, you know, we have HEG Exploration, who's leading our exploration program on site. These guys are doing a fantastic job. They're hitting mineralization on every single hole. And if we can bolt on a bulk tonnage style target to what we have in our high grade sulfides that we already know are throughout the property, I think that's when this really gets a lot of torque in the excitement from the market. And we're going to continue to show the market that we're serious about scaling this project up.
Yeah, the bulk tonnage over at the Elusive Zone could be a nice bolt-on operation. As far as just circling back around to the open pit scenario and the drilling at depth for the higher grade, do you have some metrics around how many meters you're going to be drilling for the balance of this year? Or do you have an idea of how many rigs and what you're going to be doing as far as that project as the year progresses?
Yeah, so we have a 10,000 meter drill program that's underway right now. We just finished an 8,700 meter drill program that gave us the updates in our resources and our PEA. We hit mineralization on every single hole, added 260,000 ounces at a discovery cost of around $8 an ounce. So that gave us a ton of confidence. This 10,000 meter drill program was supposed to be followed up by another 10,000 meter drill program in starting in mid-September. But we just finished a financing, so we're looking at adding a second drill to the property and really aggressively expanding our exploration plan, and probably looking closer to 30 to 40,000 meters coming, you know, by year end or early next year.
Okay, so a lot of exploration coming as the company is moving towards cash flow. Now let's talk about that financing, because there were a couple questions that came in on the back of it. The financing was announced just a few days ago, June 8th, for $10 million. It is a bought deal, a combination of flow through and common shares, all units, some half warrants involved with that. Now the price was done at about a, let's say, 30% discount to market. Now, that being said, the stock was on a run before the announcement of that financing. The financing seemed to put a bit of a top in the share price. Kevin, some of the questions were, why finance at such a discount to where the price was trading?
Yeah, this was really about continuing to de-risk and bring certainty around our business model. We're in construction and we're going into production, which is obviously very cash hungry. And we also really, you know, are excited about the ability to expand the project. We put in a price reservation after we put out our PEA, and you know, the response to our PEA was pretty overwhelming. So, you know, we're very appreciative of the market being so excited about the story. But, you know, we had an opportunity. Canaccord and a syndicate came in and said, you know, we love what you guys are doing. We think you're finally institutional ready. And the fact that they went bought showed a lot of confidence. We had that price reservation in our back pocket, and with a bought deal in hand, and, you know, further de-risking the project and giving us certainty moving forward, we felt like it was the right move for the company. A little bit of a sell-off here, but, you know, it seems to be finding a good base, and there's a lot of new shareholders here, so we don't feel like there's going to be, you know, the typical rotation out and come back and clip a warrant, and we feel like the stock's going to be bouncing back really well in the next couple weeks here.
So it's announced for $10 million. I understand there is an option to upsize it to about $12 million here. How will these funds be allocated moving forward?
Yeah, there was a lot of demand on this. This closed in about an hour and a half. So the full over allotment went through. That's $8 million hard and $4 million flow through. As mentioned, the flow through is going to go towards ramping up our exploration program at the tail end of this phase two 10,000 meter that we're doing. We'll get another drill on site, which we're already in conversations with HEG and Helm about. And then we're going into production. So as mentioned, that's going to be cash hungry. We got $9 million set aside for the construction and the CapEx to get into cash flow. And then just a nice contingency for the company so that we can continue, you know, really pushing the pace and stick to our aggressive timelines. Obviously, once you get into mining, you know, it's going to be expensive and we didn't want to be cash poor. We have a lot of warrants that are in the money and we have the option to accelerate them. But we didn't want to put a bunch of negative pressure on our share price and we didn't want to, you know, alienate a whole bunch of prior shareholders by accelerating that on them. We're seeing a couple hundred grand trickle in every other day right now naturally. And, you know, we're going to do a quick financing here, cash up, and then continue marching the company forward.
So then, Kevin, in total, how much money will the company have in the bank then? You already had cash in the bank. You're raising this 10 to 12 million. Sounds like 12 million plus all these warrants. Where does the company stand? Sounds like you have plenty of cash.
Yeah, we have $8 million in cash once this financing closes, and then we'll have another $12 million of warrants, which about two-thirds of is well into the money. So, you know, a total potential cash looking in the range of around $30 million, which is lots of money for our ambitions with the Elk and puts us in a position to move quickly should another opportunity come along. Similar to the Elk, where there's an opportunity for near-term production and cash flow to take advantage of these great gold prices that we have right now, or if there's something blue sky that you know, tickles the operations and technical teams fancy, then we could look at bolting on something with a little bit more blue sky to the company.
Well, Kevin, there's a lot going on with this company, a lot of different moving parts right now. And we're excited to see things moving so quickly. So just to help investors out over the next 2 or 3 months, what should the main key catalyst be that they're looking for, or what main news should be hitting the wires?
Yeah, drills are turning. We're starting to send our first batches of assays into the lab. So there's going to be lots of news flow on the drilling front and exploration front. And then we're in construction right now. Our permit, we've got our draft permit. We're going back and forth with the government and the local communities right now, ironing out a few final details, but everything's looking really good. We're super encouraged by what the government and regulators came back with. It was very reasonable. So yeah, we're going to work through the final processes of getting that permit. And then we'll be in full stride. We're already waste rock mining as part of our construction with that gravel borrow. So we've got July, August of waste rock mining. The high grade, it's 11 grams a ton that we're on average that we're mining in year one. That's fairly near surface. So in September, late August, early September, we anticipate hitting that stuff. And then we'll get the third party on site doing the sampling assay program. And, you know, then that means we're in a position to start delivering ore to New Gold, which we anticipate happening in October. And with our 17-day payable, we're cash flow in November, adding more drills in the early fall. There's a lot, as you said, there's lots going on. And we want to show the market that we're serious about not only scaling the Elk project up, but building a larger BC producer and exploration company story here. So we're not going to sit back on our laurels. We've got a very active operations team, and we're really excited about what we've been able to execute on in this first 6 months of being public.
All right. There's the update from Gold Mountain Mining. And you're right, Kevin, only 6 months being public and moving quickly into production here. And now with a lot of money in the bank for exploration, it sounds like potential of acquisitions. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Kevin regarding Golden Mountain Mining, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Kevin, thanks for the update today. Have a great weekend.